Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The sun is shining brightly over Tel Aviv, with a gentle breeze making it a pleasant day to be outside. In Jerusalem, the skies are clear, promising a warm afternoon. And in Haifa, the weather is equally inviting, with mild temperatures throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, the Israeli Air Force intercepted Hezbollah rockets in southern Lebanon earlier today. Israeli airstrikes destroyed a launcher and struck a suspicious vehicle in the area, according to the IDF, reported by JNS. Also, Iran is seeking access to billions in frozen assets. This comes as U.S. officials report that Iranian drones targeted ships even after a memorandum of understanding, Ynet reports earlier today. Also this hour, White House talking points on the Iran deal claim victories that do not align with reality, according to the Times of Israel. The document lists Iran's agreement to never have a nuclear weapon, among other points. Separately, in Britain, a Jewish Culture Month aims to shift the conversation beyond the events of October 7th. This comes in the wake of heightened focus on issues relating to Israel, reported by Forward. And finally, Netanyahu faces criticism over the Iran deal with Trump. Politicians from both sides call the agreement a failure that endangers Israel, according to JTA. Reaction has been swift on social media. Reports are coming in now from Middle East 24 that a secret Emirati delegation visited Israel during the Iran war. This marks the first confirmed visit by high-level Emirati officials to Israel. Open Source Intel, an analyst covering the conflict, reports meetings between the U.S. and Iran are set to occur in Doha this week, with Qatar as the host. Belaz News reveals that Prime Minister Netanyahu is advancing an initiative to halt the arrests of yeshiva students who refuse IDF draft orders. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in southern Lebanon, the Israeli Air Force's interception of Hezbollah rockets underscores the ongoing tensions near the border. The IDF's actions in destroying a rocket launcher and targeting a vehicle highlight the military's readiness to respond to threats, as JNS detailed earlier. For civilians, this raises concerns about potential escalation in the region. Turning to the Iran deal, there's a growing disparity between the White House's claims and the unfolding reality. The Times of Israel reports that while the U.S. administration touts diplomatic successes, the situation on the ground remains complex. This disparity may affect international relations and the stability of the region. Meanwhile, in Britain, the Jewish Culture Month is an effort to broaden discussions beyond historical conflicts. Forward's reporting highlights the importance of cultural dialogue in fostering understanding. This initiative could serve as a model for other communities seeking reconciliation. On the economic front, first, Israel is moving to reignite its university innovation engine. The finance ministry has unveiled sweeping reforms aimed at reversing the decline in startup creation from academia, as reported by CTEC. Separately, there is a noted decline in the number of Israelis emigrating. National insurance data shows a decrease in residency cessation requests, suggesting a shift in migration trends, according to Walla Business. And finally, the T8 summit places AI's impact on cybersecurity at the forefront. With major players like OpenAI and Google Cloud attending, the focus is on how AI is reshaping the security landscape, Ynet Business reports. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.